Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. The 15th of the blessed month of Ramadan is the birth anniversary of the Prophet's first grandchild, Imam Hassan Mojtaba, peace upon him. Congratulations to all our listeners on this auspicious day. God says in Ayah 134 of Surah Al Imran that the God-weary are those who spend in ease and adversity and suppress their anger and excuse the faults of the people, and Allah loves the virtuous. God-weariness is closely related to controlling anger, so that Prophet Muhammad says that the closest person to prophethood is the one who is patient. Quenching anger is so important that Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "If you're not patient, pretend to be patient, because rarely a man likens himself to a group unless he soon becomes one of them." There are several ways to control anger. The Prophet says, if you are angry, perform ritual ablution, since anger is from Satan and Satan is from fire and fire goes out with fire. He has also said that if a person restrains his anger, God will distance his punishment from him. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, patience means that the person tolerates the disaster which occurs to him and overlooks what angers him. We have heard many stories on the mercy of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny towards Jews and idolaters. But this is the most famous one. There was a Jew who used to pour ash on the Prophet's head. The messenger of mercy would face this repulsive behavior, but he never got angry. One day, he was passing in the same route, but there was no ash poured on his head. The Prophet inquired the reason, and he was said that the Jewish man was sick. The great Prophet went to visit the Jewish man. This divine conduct made the Jewish man so ashamed that he instantly professed Islam and became Muslim. This was the messenger of mercy who would overlook violation of his personal rights, yet he would get very angry at violation of social rights and divine laws. He would not fear anyone in the way of implementing justice. Everyone was equal in his eyes, and his only criterion was justice and right. He would say that the previous peoples fell due to discrimination and failure to implement justice. In view of this, anger is a sacred and good thing if it is employed with wisdom and prudence. Such anger will lead to decisiveness in dealing with social affairs. This kind of anger will never trespass divine limits. As we said earlier, the 15th of Ramadan coincides with the birth anniversary of the first son of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima Zahra, and the first grandchild of Prophet Muhammad, blessings and greetings of God upon them. He was none but Imam Hassan Mojtaba, peace upon him. He was very careful about worships and prayers in the month of Ramadan. He has been narrated as saying, "There is an accepted prayer for every fasting person, so say before the first morsel of iftar, in the name of God, O you whose forgiveness is broad, forgive me." Imam Hassan Mojtaba also narrates a hadith from the Prophet that he said, "Helping a faithful brother is better than fasting and keeping night vigil." The second infallible successor of the Prophet also says, "Indeed, Allah has made the month of Ramadan a field of contest for His creatures. So, a group goes ahead in it through obedience and worship towards salvation and God's satisfaction, while another group loses due to heedlessness. Well, now let's continue with some points on fasting. Wetting the lips does not nullify fasting. Swallowing the saliva does not nullify fasting either. A fasting person is permitted to taste food, but he or she should take care not to eat anything. A fasting person can rotate water in his mouth to quench thirst, provided that not a single drop goes down the throat. If the person eats something out of negligence, his or her fasting is correct. Anointing the lips to prevent drying and cracking is permitted, but it shouldn't be mixed with saliva to be swallowed. Fragrant shampoos and creams are allowed to consume in Ramadan. Perfumes too do not nullify fasting, but one should avoid smelling fragrant flowers. Using drops for eyes are permitted in Ramadan as they are not nourishing. Sometimes we have stomach reflux. This does not nullify fasting if we do not swallow the food in the mouth deliberately. One day, Prophet David asked God of the reward of a person who fasts one day for God's sake. God answered, "Fasting is for me and I reward the fasting person. He has two times of happiness. One is at the moment of iftar, the breaking fasting, and the other one when he meets me and I give him the reward. I give 10 things. I forgive his sins. I give him a lot of reward. I bring him close to my mercy. I admit him into paradise from the gate which is special for the fasting. He won't be thirsty on the day of judgment. He will be plunged in my mercy. I will clothe the fasting person with the costume of the God-weary. I will write his name among the truthful. I will answer his prayer, and I will grant him wisdom."